Each weekday morning, hundreds of students arrive at High Springs Elementary and Middle School. As their buses or parents' cars pull into the entrance to the school, many must first circle around the A7 Corsair II jet displayed on the round concrete platform. The A7 was originally headed for a Navy junkyard when Dave Edwards first heard about it. Edwards is the director of vocational education for Alachua County. He worked with the local school board to find funds to bring the jet to High Springs Middle School because he says he could see a great correlation between the aircraft and the school's new technology lab.
Because this lab's theme is aerospace, we wanted a symbol of aerospace. And they gave us a 99-year lease on the airplane, and we got the National Guard to truck it down here for us. And then we mounted it here as a emblem of aerospace for our technology lab.
Alachua County spent about $7,000 to construct the concrete pad for the jet. Edward says they also installed a plaque in front of the aircraft.
The plaque says this A7A Corsair II is on loan from the National Museum of Naval Aviation at Pensacola, Florida. Its training mission is to inspire kids.
To inspire kids to what?
For more than a year, sociologist Julie Netzer has protested the placement of the donated jet in front of the High Springs Middle School.
And here's this war machine, this killing machine sitting there. And it was just a real odd kind of a thing. And I think that was sort of the genesis of the idea of, you know, great, let's inspire kids, but give them both sides of the story.
Netzer, a Vietnam veteran, is an active member of the local chapter of the national organization Veterans for Peace. The local chapter president, Jim Craven, a disabled Vietnam vet, has supported Netzer's efforts to try and have the jet removed because of the jet's military history and its role in Vietnam and Cambodia.
It's designated as a light attack bomber.
Right.
Its function is strictly offensive. It carries several, I think it was four 750-pound bombs, Gatling guns, surface-to-air missiles. The only time I ever saw it used in Vietnam was to drop some napalm. One night.
Just when the controversy seemed to be dying down on the issue, the organization People for the American Way published a report this past fall on censorship cases nationwide and included the attempt to remove the Navy jet from the school in its report.
Welcome back. I'm Gil Gross. Good to have you with me. Dr. Julie Netzer is with us, and this is the debate going on in Florida about this combat jet that is sitting on the lawn of the school and whether it belongs there or not. Let's go to the phones, 1-800-456.
The censorship report led to an invitation to Julie Netzer to be a guest on a nationally syndicated radio talk show. Netzer doesn't entirely disagree with the censorship report.
Now, I see where this group is coming from, in that they're saying that by our asking for the removal of the jet that we are, in effect, censoring the children's education. But I would also argue on the other side that by not presenting both sides of the story, the good and the bad of technology, that too is a form of censorship.
High Springs Middle School teacher David Locke, who helped design the new technology lab, resents how the media has focused so much attention on the jet with so little coverage on the actual tech lab the jet is a symbol for.
My concern was that it was taking away from the idea of the curriculum that we were creating, that it was one small piece of a very large plan. And that to focus on that one piece out of context really wasn't fair to what we were creating.
All right, we're starting to take off right now. And it's in the slow speed, because every time it sets back, it goes slow.
High Springs faculty and Alachua County administrators maintain that students do focus on subjects which keep with their theme of aerospace, with hands-on experiences with flight simulators and wind tunnels and computer-aided design for aircraft. They have videos on the fascination of flight, and the school recently acquired material from NASA on the history of flight. But not many of the students see the connection between all of that and the jet on the front lawn.
Do you know what kind of jet it is that's out there?
I think it's an A6. I don't know for sure, but I think it's an A6.
No, not really. It's a really old one. It was an old World War II jet.
I don't think that the jet is anything, because I don't think most of the students know that it really carried bombs or anything. So to them, it was like more of a symbol of peace than anything else.
But 8th grader Brian Walker says he feels a little differently than many of his schoolmates.
I'm kind of against it because I feel that they shouldn't have put a symbol of war out there in our school because this is a public school.
Vets for Peace President Jim Craven says it's his organization's goal to provide the other side of the story about the military, either through prepared curriculum or a speaker's bureau.
Well, that's what Veterans for Peace has always wanted. Just, you know, we're not interested in going in and bad-mouthing the military or trying to talk people out of joining. What we're trying to do is say the job of the schools is to foster in students the ability to engage in critical thinking. That entails having access to more than one side of any story.
High Springs Middle School teacher Locke says he's not against classroom discussion about the social values related to the jet, but doesn't think the science class itself is the right place for it.
I think that in this lab that wouldn't be necessarily appropriate because we never get into whether it has created some discussions in social studies classes, and that's probably the place for it to be, is as we're looking at the history of the world, to look at both sides of, you know, conflicts.
And if you're not finished with your bibliography, make sure you are finished before you leave today.
Many of the students at High Springs Middle School seem a bit embarrassed by all the attention over their jet. Again, Brian Walker.
I think they should have just threw it in the junk pile. Because it would have saved a whole lot of arguing and stuff. Because we've had to do a whole bunch of, there's been a whole lot of controversy about it and everything.
Jet opponent Julie Netzer says the controversy has been instructive in itself.
The bottom line, I think, on what we wanted to try and do with this was to raise the consciousness of people. I certainly feel like the school board of Alachua County and any school in Alachua County will think twice before they do something like this again.
For now, the jet is there to stay, and overall, instructors at Spring Hill Middle School want to see less publicity about the A7 sitting outside the school and more attention paid to what's going on in the technology lab inside the school. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.